Oh, they skim, S-K-I-M, skim the cream off first.
Or they run it through a...
Yeah, now, I don't know, do they use the old-time butter churns yet?
Yeah.
In the real country, they'll put the milk down there and they push it up and down, and butter comes to the top. That cream turns into butter, see?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's the pure butter. They skim that off, and the rest becomes buttermilk. They put that in bottles and sell it.
Okay. Now, a place where you would turn all of your, say, around the farm, around the barn, where you let all the animals run around would be called you let all the horses and the chickens and everything run around.
No, that would be out on, if it's cattle, it's out on the range, the horses. If a certain section they drive them into, they can eat grass all day, you know, and then...
Just a big...
It's just a range over MGE.
Yeah. Would that be fenced in or not?
Huh?
Would that be fenced in?
Yeah, suddenly they'd wander off to the next farm, you know.
Uh-huh.
They had a pen of men at night, and then they'd have these cattle rustlers and men steal. And they brand all, each farm has its own brand name. They'd bring the animals when they brand them. That's mean, cruel, but they have to be identified.
I'd
poke on them.
Did you ever see any types of old fences? What kind of fences would you know about?
Well, I guess you'd call it a picket, like that wood. Some farms have the picket, but it's a wooden fence and it runs up in a point. It's carved that way. Some things have every 9 and every 5 feet or so, have a 2x4 piece of lumber, like a post, and then they wire. Sometimes they use wire, you know?
Yeah, you got to dig holes for the...
But these old picket fences was more expensive. I mean, you use more wood.
Mm-hmm. You have to dig holes for the...
Yeah.
For the what?
For the post, 2x4s.
Yeah. Was there a... did you ever see that tight fence that you would always catch your clothes on trying to get over it? No, you...
No,
maybe.
I guess that's that old wire fence. Some of that wire had little, it looked like thorns, you know, that's what you'd catch your clothes on. I've never seen that like that, but you see them in pictures, you know.
That's called what?
I'm Strickler City.
Yeah. What kind of fences would you have here in the city? What do you call those fences that you find around a playground? Like that fence over there.
That's iron. Oh, I can't see them too
short. Well, you know, those big tall fences that are woven.
Oh, they use that wire now. What do you call it, a chicken wire? Oh, they use that, what's the name of that wire that's so known by for fences?
You got page wire? Or?
Yeah, page fences.
Uh-huh.
That's the latest. But they'd have chicken wire, anything you can afford. Some can't afford the page fence.
Yeah. What did you use to carry your water in? Did you have something that you carried?
Well, we had buckets, so we have water containers. For gardens, you'd have a watering can,
uh-huh,
an ordinary bucket to carry water to and fro on the farm.
Is that made out of wood? Or?
No, it sometimes it was wood in olden time, but now everything's steel.
Okay. Now, when you're
galvanized iron, they call it.
When you're mopping the floor?
The same kind of way. Buckets.
When you're mopping the floor, you use a little,
You mean cleaner?
You put the cleaner in a little, what, a little plastic, what, you call that a little plastic? The thing you put the water and pine oil in.
Well, a bucket, plastic bucket.
Okay.
And you'd run your mop through that and wring it out by hand.
Okay. Now, when you want to pretty up the house, you go out in the yard and you might, if you want to put some flowers in the house.
Well, have a garden. You arrange it in different shapes.
Like yesterday, you were going to give me a rose, right? You were going to go.
Yeah. That poor rose dried up. I didn't get to plant. I forgot it, and it stood up on the thing and was on the radio, and that gets hot, you know. And